Here's your call.
How you doing now?
Huh?
Oh, we're on.
No Russian horror.
Thank you.
How are you, Rebbe?
Rebbe, how
for the Almighty we are here.
Was the Rav in attendance with Ruby's Chassan in Montreal?
No, he got married again. But I,
Ruby who?
Popovko. Yechiel's
friend from Montreal.
Yechiel Popko's
brother. Younger brother.
All right. When did you get married? Well, you know, that's the type of marriage you don't go splashing all over the front page. Actually, I had, you know, maybe privately for the rug.
Local. Anybody on the phone?
She's a Gioris, but she's married to Chava's wife in town. She's a Grushan,
not a Gioris.
But I had questions for the Rav as far as children generally in that kind of a situation. So children in attendance?
You know what it is?
My wife
question
step out
of feeling. That's
right.
I can only speak from a personal standpoint. My mother, Alea Shalom, whose yahrzeit happens to be tonight, when she remarried, and she told me when the chuppah was going to be and everything else, and I knew who the man was. So I said, look, I don't feel comfortable in coming to that. But later on, it's a very uneasy kind of a feeling.
My mother-in-law's daughters, my wife and her two sisters, stepped out for the chuppah, and then they joined.
It was not a big one, but as the saying is, but you stole the chuppah. I don't make much of, but I've seen places where they made such a, as the saying is, gois parash.
That's right.
Depends
on the wallet too. That's the bottom line. Important money. All right.
Okay.
Is this on yet?
I think so, yes.
All right. I don't know whether anyone is there. So today we're continuing actually parts themes dealing with writing Sefer Torah, and today will be about an Indian and Kriyas of Torah. It's a discussion mostly of a controversial Rambam.
In the American scene, it's with an eye, and sometimes it's a kriya
that has no there's no refuah putting it together. We welcome Rabbi Goldberger today from Minneapolis. Okay. All right. Now we're taking a look at this. First of all, it's a Gemara and found in two places, both here in Menachos and in Bava Basra. The first parak of Bava Basra, but the Gemara in Menachos, where I have it underlined, is the following situation. Omar Rav Yeshua bar Abba Omar Gidl Omar Rav. Shmeina Psukim Sheba Teva Yochi Teva Esam Bebeis HaKnesses. Now, it's literally it means, of course, there are eight psukim in the Teva. It's referring to the last eight psukim at the end of the Teva. And Pasha Zesha Barach, we read it on Simchas Teva. He says, those last psukim, a yochid, we're not saying what the pshat. We'll see, first we'll go from Rashi, and others, then Rambam, and so forth. Yochid Teva Esam Bebeis HaKnesses. An individual reads them in the Basak Meshes. Now take a look quickly when Rashi says Yochid Teva Isam the Basak Meshes. Shmein of Sukim mi Vayomas Meshes, where it says Vayomas Meshes. Yochid Teva Isam Odom Echad Kailam the Aim Mafsig Bain Time. In other words, you don't get, because if you have eight sukkim, you can make two aliyahs out of it if you want to. You can break it up five sukkim one way, three, four, and four. He says, this is one thing you have no hafsukkas. So that's the way Rashi, as he say, tight stuff, that's the way Rashi explains it. That yochi teir osam, you don't make more than one aliyah out of all eight sukkim. That's the way he learns it. So let's go further here in the Gemara, and the question is, well, why is this special? What's the special aspect of this? So the Gemara first says, "Command the local Epshimit, Tisanya Vayomashom Meisha Eved Hashem, Epshim Meisha Chai." The cost of the Yomashom Meisha is it done while Meisha's alive? He's writing as if he's writing his obituary. So we say in today's world language. He's writing everything about himself. He says it's hard to say that. Meisha Chai, and he writes for Yomis Meisha, El Ad Kan Kos of Meisha. So this is the Meisha Rabbeinu wrote up to that point. Mikan V'Eler Kos of Yoshua Ben Nun, Divrei Reb Yehuda. So that's a rather startling statement because, as you're going to see in the Gemara, he's going to challenge that. Comes out that there are eight psukim in the Torah is not written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Amr, so what happens? The Amr lo Reb Nechemia, Amr lo Reb Shimon. Efsha, here's the question. Efsha, Sefer Torah, Chosa, Eis, Achas. If the Sefer Torah is written one letter, lacking one letter, Uksiv, Lokoach, Sefer, Atel, Azeh, V'samtam, Eisho, it says, Be'oron, so how could it be here they can have eight psukim not written by Meisha Rabbeinu? El Ad Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimer U'Meisha Kesev the Eimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up to that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates what to write in the Torah, and Meisha writes, and what does it mean, the Eimer? The Eimer, the question is, what is the Eimer he's saying? The Eimer could mean, we'll see, maybe he's saying it over to Klal Yisrael, or he's just repeating it out loud. He's repeating out loud. And what? Mikan v'eilach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimer, U'Meisha Kesev V'Dema. So translated literally, that Meisha writes, V'Dema means in tears. In other words, he has to write about himself. He's dead. By Yomas Meisha. It's very hard.
Kesev V'Omer could mean Omer V'Kos.
Yeah, well, the point is, we'll see how that plays itself out, that word, the Eimer, and what, and also here he says, the Dema. He writes it in a state of tsar, the Dema. That's what it is, but Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. It's not missing, the Torah is not missing from it. The Moshe Rabbeinu Lahalo, like it says further on, he brings it in Divrei Kabbalah, in Yirmiyahu HaNovi, Vayom Alem Baruch, Mitiv Yikra Eli, was Baruch Ben Nevi, it was a Sefer. The Yikra Eli, it's called Adroi Me'ela, when he Kesev al Sefer Bidyo. There he's talking about writing the Kinnis,
right,
and so forth. And it was stated out loud, he had to write it down, and of course, in a state of mourning, of Bechi, literally, you would say Bedema. That's what it seems to be the meaning of this, right at this moment. Now, just what Rashi says, Efsha Sefer Torah, Chosel Meisha Torah Sefer Torah LaKorach Sefer Torah Azeh, it's missing eight psukim, if you say Yeshua wrote the last eight. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimer, Rashi says, Meisha Eimer Achlo, Kadei Shelo Yitza B'Ksav B'Kesef. In other words, he repeats it out loud, and he writes it when he heard it from Hashem. And the Kan the Eilach Meisha Kesa Bedema, the Lohoya Ema Achra Mirei Tzar. He didn't say anything after that because of the Tzar that he had. In commotion, Ema Lahala Mipid Yikra, Shloya Ema Achra Mishum the Kinnis Hava. It was Kinnis, it's what we call Echa. That was referring to the text a Megillus Eichel, which is written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Now, let's look at what Teisra says here about Shema before we go to the Rambam. Shema in the Pesukim Shabbatera Yochid Kaya Eisham. Rabbeinu Meshulam, for one of the Shainim, Vayim Mefaresh, what does that mean? The Me'ute, when it says Yochid Kaya Eisham, Shlo Yikra Shatz Imei, that the Shliach Tzibur should not read with him, but that the person who's called up to the Torah, that's what he seems to say, should say it by himself. He should not be accompanied by the Shliach Tzibur. So Tesis doesn't like that shot. Well, Tesis says, Kosher Abena Tam. If you're talking about this man Chazal, the Vimei Chachamim, Lohoyu Regila Shiasaya, Shliach Tzibur, Lekari B'Torah. There was no real concept of a Shliach Tzibur reading in the Torah like we have about Kaila and so forth. The person was called the Torah, he read the Parsha. Kidamuga Bepeh Shani the Megillah, the Minin Koruosh Nayim Yotsu. In other words, that's talking about the Megillah. Megillah. If two read it, there were Yotsu, though it's not ideal. It's the Devi. Masha Ain Kane the Torah, but not by the Torah. El Kane Iker, Kamosha Pirus Bekuntras. So Tesha supports what Rashi says, it's one aliyah. You don't call two people for those eight psukim. Yelakukish lo yiku zeh hazeh oisam ches psukim. You're going zeh dalad, zeh dalad. One will read four, the other one will say four. Oh, zeh hei, zeh gimel. Umash anoygen achshu shemashtaya shatz lekeir v'teva. He really helps the shliach tzibur. In other words, the Valkyria there that we have, today shalom rabayish misha and yadeh likrash. If you went back the way the Chazal said, you called up to the Torah, read your Parsha. Who are those that can't lay in? They can't even read maybe the text hardly. So you have to have somebody doing it. And that's where we get to our idea of the Valkyria. But in practice, when someone is called to the Torah in the Valkyria, is reading from the Torah, he should be mouthing it.
Right.
He should be saying it.
So not too loud.
Not well, it's they call it long shaman. That's not correct.
Which we have.
No, that's why it says, Masha ain't came the Torah.
Right.
So, but he should be saying it because it's his fear, really, to be reading from the Torah. That's what he's stating right now. And he brings, why is there a make shalom levayish? It takes it from the Indian of Bikurim. The motion that said this Tesis is there in Bava Basra also in the first Perek, where the text of the Gemara is basically the same about the Shemain of Sukkim. And he's saying here, the motion that said this has to be Kuri, the Gemara of Mishnah Zion, she is Kino Shemakin Esakol, that he the Perek Basra Ni, because there's a Pasha of Bikurim. Arami Oivet Ovi has to come into the Migdash and make that declaration. Not everybody is capable of doing that. So they made that the Makrin Esakol, Sheskinoshim, or it gives an example, another similar example, the Perek Basa the Nida, Sheskinoshim Advilin Kalim Al Gabi Kol Anoshim, where it's a question of a woman, whether she's Nida or not, you have to be table to be good and become Tomei, so you don't want to say those who are Tomei or not. You do all of them, so no one's embarrassed. The same thing here is, someone is called to the Torah, person shouldn't say, well, I'm going to read from the Torah. In fact, even today, that's even a Shiloh. If even a Shiloh would come up, someone will say, well, I'm going to read. It's really improper from a certain standpoint. You know, maybe on Simpson's Torah, where people are a little bit lightheaded or so forth. One will read this parsha, that parsha, and so forth. But ordinarily, they should stick to what the Baal Kreira is reading the Torah. You know, they're daily Yisrael that know the text of the Chumash and know the Torah, but they don't insist on reading it themselves unless they acted as the Baal Kreira. I mean, I was present many times when Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zal, if he came in, when he used to come in from Boston to New York, he used to come in, let's say, it was a late Monday. He used to give a shiur on Tuesday and Wednesday, and later he used to leave on Thursday.
Right.
So he might have left Boston, maybe didn't get to the minyan of Kriyas HaTeva in the morning, So in the afternoon, he used to tell him, by Minza, he used to tell him to take out a Sefer Teva. This is discussed in Achreinim, but he didn't look in the Achreinim, the Patrik Yepaskin. And it's and when and who laying? You heard of Joshua Ben Salavechi, the Balshia. He laying, he called up to all the people and everything else, like a regular Gabbai. And all of that. If it was a Tanis also, he laying and he was very nedagdic how the people pronounced the brothers of the Haftarah. All of that, you know. And one Russian, he was marked on while I'm mentioning it, and where it says the Russian of the Haftarah, when it's Ochor, you know, where it says Ochor, so he says Ochor should be translated in the past. It's in the past, so you don't run it together with the other words. When you say the nusach of the bracha, you know, he's makbid on all of these particulars. But that's when he was the balkhir. But if he was called up in the yeshiva as a lady, which he was, he happened to be when the day of kriya sateva, he didn't say I have to read the tefillah. He didn't do that. Whoever was the balkhir did it. But I'm quite sure the balkhir was trembling plenty when the law was standing over him. That's all. Well, that's an example. So this is the way. Taisha supports Rashi that Yochi, Kheva, Eisham, you don't divide it into more than one Aliyah. Now, let's see here, the Rambam comes up with a startling type of a Taish of this Gemara, and the Ivan is Masigan. Now look, sheet number 2, turn it over. Turn over the sheet. There's the Rambam. In Hilchos Tefila, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Vav. Now look how the Rambam learns here something that's really startling. Shmeinu Psukim Shebaseifa Teva, Mutar Likros Oshem Bebeis HaKnesses, the Tochas Me'asora. In other words, when a Gemara says Shmeinu Psukim Shebaseifa Yochid Kreira Oshem, means you don't need a minion. Tell her they can thank her. You don't need a minion. You see, Afal Pi Shehakol Teirahi, although everything is Teirah, and we know there's a cloud by Teirah, it's considered Tzias HaTeirah. In fact, you will quote, there's a Mishnah Megillah, which we have run off to. That's one of the Dovah Shebikdusha that I like in the Tzias Kapayim. You can't have Duchenim, you can't have Tzias HaTeirah without a minion. Yeah. So here he says in this, and that's why the Rambam says, "Afal pi shehakol teili u'meisha mipi agvur omrom hoyel mashmom sheheim acha misis meisha." But it's different because it's the mashmos is that this was written after he passed away by Yomas Meisha. He passed away. Harei nishtanu yez a shinui u'leficha muter liyochid likreish eisham. So therefore, a Yochi can read them without a minion. That's the way the Rambam is learning.
And that's also possible. Learning that it's not the Dima, in other words.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what that means. There's something different kind of pshat altogether. That when we get to that, but first, we'll see what the intent is to take the Rambam at face value that you don't need a minion on these 8 psukim. So the Raivid, of course. And here the Raivad really takes, we would say, takes the Rambam to task. Yeah, Sogas HaRaivad, he's saying, because of the Raivad, though, Lo Shemano Dover Zem Yoyom. Never heard of such a thing. That a Yochid, that you don't have, if you take the Pashtas, you know, there's no minion. Umasha Omer Yochid, Kaya Eishan Lema, She'ena Masik Beb, like Rashi, he learns. And, Vahori Yisabi Yerushalmi, the Megillah. That's like referring what the Tesha says with the Rabbein Meshulam and so forth. And then he says, "Masha Kosov, who Inyan Zorashuma Oath." That's strange. It's queer. And he says, "The Hatsiba Heichan Holchu." Where did the Tiba go? Then you gotta have Kriyas HaTeirah with the Tiba. Who's I? Where's the Eilam, you would say. So that's what the Raivad asks, and the Rambam needs explanation. So we're gonna try 2 tracks. It's not my way of learning, I mean, my own individual way, but I've seen in Tzvarim an approach how to, as if to say for Einfern, how to explain what the Rambam says, Yohi Kaira Eisen, which means where he says you don't need, as if to say, Amen. And he says, Pahas Mi Asura. What's the basis?
Could be the Makar for the Kiddush Club.
Well, I don't know. That's
unfortunately.
Well, they wouldn't know the difference between a minion and not a minion if they were in that state. Now, so there's a, if you look in the Sefer, and I've quoted it many times, if we're not over here, we don't have a text over here of it. There's a Sefer, a series of Sfarim written by the late Rav Rashi, or Yerushalayim Rav Zoltizal, the active Vassal of Zoltizal, whom they met personally years ago anyhow. And it was Adam Gogol in learning, and Big Baal Masber, great speaker besides. So he has a Sefer called Mishnas Yavetz. You know, the word Yavetz could mean Rabbi Yankov Emden too, Yankov Ben Tzvi, the Rebbe of mine in Newark, my boyhood Rebbe, Rabbi Yankov Ben Tzion, Cohen Mendelssohn, he has a Sefer, Mishnas Yavetz, too. Shavuos and Shuvos and Kedushim and so forth. So this is Yehud Ayin Beit Sadi Yaakov Betzalel. It's a Nitrikan, so to speak, of his two names. So he has a section on Moedim, a section, on Orach Chaim, on Yeladeya, and one on Hesha Mishpat. They're not published, there's nothing there that I know of on Eben Ezra. So he wants to deal with this Rambam, and he takes a different approach altogether here. Why? How does he want to explain it? Now, explain it in the following way. What happens in the matter? He's saying the following. Look, there's a deen. Suppose you have a minion when you start laning. Suppose you have a minion when you start davening, or so forth. Let's say people are starting to say Shmona Esrei or something, and somebody walks out. Mm-hmm. Do you stop the dav? Do you stop the Shmona? You don't stop it. You even say Kedusha without the minion.
Right.
You know, so forth.
And
so
Mekadosh Shalom.
Yeah, that's a different problem. But just talking about by the etzem davening that you have. So the same thing was with Tria Satera. You start out Tria Satera, let's say, with a minion, and some people walk out. You don't have a minion now. Can you still continue that minion of the Tria Satera? So it's brought in Poskim that you can. They can. So Zolti writes, this is his language, he says, when the Raivet says, that Tiva Hechen Hochel, what's such a big kasha? He says, in fact, he uses the Lashon Poshet. It's another Poshet. The Mishkachas can be Shehoyo Atzor of the Beis HaKnesses. He says, Chil Rikreis. When he started to read the Torah. And what happens is, and here you're talking about Hazreis HaBracha. And a lot of things can happen. You know, on Simchat Torah, there's a minion here, there's a minion there, they're reading here, reading there. People go out, the people go in. Sometimes they're running out. And it could be very true. There could be less than a minion where they're trying to go through that seder again. So he's saying, the Ahakach, what happened is that they come to the eighth sukkah, Shabbat Sefer Torah, somebody went out. You don't have a minion. So the deen is that you continue. So what's the problem that the wise that I've had such a problem? What?
In the middle of
we're not talking what you're allowed not to. In fact, when the Chazal bring that deen, that if you walk out when there's a minion, the Eizvei Hashem Yichlu. It's like a little bit of a swallow on the Eizvei Hashem. It's improper to leave the shul without the minion. That's all. It's improper at that time. You know, a person should look around. If he has to leave, you see that if he leaves, there still will be a minion. But we're not talking. We're talking to the Eved. What happens to the whole state of what's going on?
So
what is the Eved? So why is So that's what Zolti says. He doesn't go try to answer first the Rambam. He tries to understand what the Ravid making a Hasoga for. It's possible. The people walk out. You don't have a minion. That's why he's saying, so what's the Das HaRavid that he's saying? So he brings the Gemara, the Mishnah Gemara Megillah. Now I have it run off here where they, where it's number three, the sheet. The Mishnah Gemara Megillah, Chav Gimel Omer Aleph, where it says, you have there a lot of things in that Mishnah. Ein person al shma. Now, person al shma means when somebody wants to make a baruchu or so forth. And the ein even lifnei ateva. To have a regular, you know, a davening, a tefillah b'tzibur. And the ein nation is kapeim. You can't have duchenim, tefillahs kenim. The ein kelim b'teva. The ein matir b'novi, the nation maim and omesha. That has to do with kruah. They know him in Birchas Aveilim, the Tanchumi Aveilim, or Birchas Chassanim, Vein Nezamin Vashem, Tavis Mi Asor. Then he talks about Karkos, Tisha, Vekayim, the order that talks about the assessment of Hegdish. In other words, in trying to redeem something from Hegdish, so there you have to have a whole group, and the Kayim has to be amongst them. But coming back to what it says, the Enkerim, the Taylor, the Sibur, in other words, you have to have Elachatzilu, you have to have there a minion. That's the rule. The Rambam himself paskins that way. In fact, the Yerushalmi, he quotes the Yerushalmi, brings that if they started the Asura and some people left, it's just what I said before, so the Yerushalmi says that you complete the whatever you're doing without the minion, v'halayetzim hu'emer, the Ezrei Hashem Yichlu. That's the halacha. And the Rambam passes that way in Perek Hasmihu with Tefillah. And the whole Dabba Kedusha, lo yehei ela b'secha eid in Yisrael, shenema yinigdashti b'sel b'nei Yisrael. The whole elu hadvorim she'in hisru b'hem b'asora, he's saying that which the Rambam agrees to, v'holcho miktsasim, hafufi she'enam rishonim, not supposed to, Yigmu Hashah, they should complete it. So what's the so what is the problem here with the Ravid? So this can happen. Why did you say Atiba Echan Ochu? This can happen. And it's a halacha. Does he ignore the mekeilus of that? The Rambam even brings that further on. Maybe that's what it's talking about. Talking about leaving the leaving before, and not leaving a minion. And so what if you're not leaving a minion? The Ravid is still good. When he says Atiba Hechel Hochu, so he's saying the Shmeinah Pesukim the Sefer Teva, they're the Siyum of Parshas Zeis HaBrocha that they started with Asura. So if you're not going to start reading Zeis HaBrocha without a minion, right. That you have to have. Shein Kayim the Teva posed me Asura. Now since that's so, comes out in Yotzu Miktas Mi Hatziba the Shasfias HaTeva. And let's say even by the Ches Pesukim Shabbos Sefer Teva, they call Mokam Harehu Ke'ilu HaTzibur Yesh No Tan. There's still a Tzibur, you still can continue. That's the way Yerushalmi says, and Rambam agrees to that. Harim Yischilu Ba'asora V'yosu Miktosam Geimim Hashar. So that's what the Ravid is saying is this. What does the Ravid mean that Tzei Tzibur Hechon Hovah? This is the way to have Zolti is saying, Kramer, Din Hatzibur, Hechen Holoch, Shai Ligma Eshmein HaPsukin Shabasefer Tera, Harizet Tommy the Tzibur, Kevin Shev Hishilu B'Asor. He's wondering how is it possible, in other words, an actual happenings, that for the Siyam of the Tera, there shouldn't be a minion. That's the way Rav Zolti is saying. Because when the, in fact, you can get it into the words of Ivan, the Olam Lo Shamanu Dover Kazer. And just say, how does it happen? In other words, Simchas Taylor, there shouldn't be, when you're making a Siyam and a third such a celebration, you shouldn't have a minion. Tzibur, Hechon Hochu. What happened to it? That's the way he's learning the Pshat. Although there's a Deen in Yotzil Mixos, which Ivan doesn't discard, he can't ignore that. But in this particular case, what happened? Why do we make such a statement and say that it's possible?
It's
in other words,
general.
In reality, as if to say it's unreal.
Right.
That's the type of a shot.
Specific occasion.
Yeah. Now, what supports this idea that has to do whether they were less than a minion less or not? They started with a minion or so forth. You see, and of course, we'll see later that from the Rambam it could come out that they're got lechatila with those eight, because it doesn't say where you stop in Zeis HaBrocha. I mean, we have certain minhagim. We read all the way up to Me'ono Lekeik Edom. And then we go back and back and back. The rest of it, we all go together. But it's possible even to read further, and maybe the last eight psukim, maybe lechatila, the way if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, it seems that even lechatila could be part of Me'asova. Yochi, that's the way it looks like.
Oh.
That's the way it looks like. But the Ravid is saying, how is it possible you're going to have less? I mean, even if you learn, there's the question of mixtus yotsu, and there are mixtus left. Where? How is it going to be possible? What happened to the tzibur in such a situation? So, and now who has that type of a taich explanation that follows this line of thinking that Zelti is implanting into the Ravid? He brings from another Rishon. There's a Sefer HaManik, one of the daily Rishonim, from Avraham Evan Hayarchi. That's a Sefer HaManik that was republished in different editions. In fact, there's an edition years ago that was published by the Mossad of Rav Kook, and the critical editor was Dr. Yitzhak Raphael, you know, the son-in-law of Rav Maimon. Anyhow, so there, in Hilvus HaChag Simen Samer Beis, here's the Lashon, that Amin in the Baba Basra, the Perikama, and also Menachas Perik HaKainet, our text Rabba, Tes Pshukin Shebetera Yovit Kher Eisham, the Beis HaKnesses. Because of a Rabbeinu Meisha Zatzal, now he's referring to the Rambam. He is later than the Rambam. So he writes, Rabbeinu Meisha Zal, he's saying the following, that Perish, Yochi Muta Likraisa Shalo Be'asora. Just like the Rambam says, you can lechatchila read it without a minion. Lo Yitochein. Doesn't seem, it's not right, he's saying. Lo Yitochein. So, because the oid, in Yelchol Lehem, and Yikra'em a Yochid, Lo Yehei Shinui Vateva. Because the Gemara used the Lashon, there's a Shinui in these last eight Sukkim. The same deems would apply any other place where a Yoch, where you have a minion and some leave, just like Yerushalmi said, you continue. So what's the difference? Ain't Shinui Fulatela in Hishila Likresha Biashora, the Hochel Mitsasim Gainlin. That's a lesson of the Sefer Amani. It used to be Yerushalmi de Megillah, close that Yerushalmi. The Hain, Haim Hadvarim, Shehesik. In other words, that's what the Ravid is talking about. Shah Ravid, the Hatsiba Hechen Hochel, Shari Bechol Hatel. That's what the Ravid is finding. What happened to the Tziba over here? You always have the tzibur, and the deen shouldn't change whether you're reading in this parsha or that parsha. Some people walked out, you continue to the end of the inyan, and that's it. And in the seal of the asura of the klesha, the hoga miktasam gaimin, in Cain harizeki ilo hatzibur time, just as still considered as if the tzibur is still there. But what he's saying, however, is that originally it could have started with a minion, and some people left. That's all. But that's why the Ravid says on the Rambam, what is he mechadish over here on Yochid Teir Esom? That he should be like the Pshat, like the Mani. Like Rashi, he follows the Pshat of Rashi, and that's what Teisa says, that Yochid Teir Esom means one aliyah. That's all. It has nothing to do with the amount of people there in the congregation. That's the approach that he has. So, now the Ran in Megillah brings that Yerushalmi that he's, but the Ran says that Mestava the Dafka that the Nishtaira Ruban. The Ran makes, however, certain requirements. That, see, the Rambam said, Yochi Teiresam, as if to say, if some people left, so what is it, what kind of Hiddush is the Raivad is Tainan? So the Ran says, but you can only keep going when you have originally a Dovash of a Kedusha if you have a Raiv. You can't have less than a Raiv over there. That's what the Ran says. The Nishtaya Rubim, the Kainhu, and that's also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. So, but again, he brings the Sefer HaMadik, doesn't make any silik whether you need a rave that should remain or not. Because the Sefer HaMadik, which we quoted before, Shai Kosov, the Ode, in the Eichel Lehem, the Yekrehenu Yochid, Lo Yehei Shinui Beteira, the Bechol HaTeira, in the Shilu, Likresu, the Asura, the Hova Mikchosam Gaiman. Hari Kosov Shim Yechol Lehem VeYikrena Yochid Hari Zeh Mutter B'Chol HaTeira Din Eschilu Likreisa B'Asora V'Hol V'Miktsosem Gemin Haino Afilu HaYochid, even if only a Yochid left. That's what he's trying to say, different than the Har. That's his diuk there, Rav Zolti. But Rav Zolti's mahalach here is it has to do where he's learning shot in the Raivad is Taina on the and the Rambam is that why is this different than any other place? If the Rambam means mixus, and it can't mean a yochid. That's what it seems to be.
Right.
Can't be that it's a yochid. The Ran says that to be at least a raiv. Others say that from mixus left, it could go all the way down to a yochid. But the chatchila can't be that.
Right.
Well, otherwise, it won't be different. So now we come to a different shot altogether, a different mahalach. And that would be the Chiddush of Yosher Beerzal of Soloveitchik. And I found that in years ago, the year after the Rav's Petira. The Rav was Nifter in Tavshin Nun Gimel in 1993 on Pesach, Alamayat Pesach. And a year later, there came out the Kavitz from the Yeshiva. The Kavitz, here it is, which is dedicated to, was dedicated to two Niftorim, to the Rav Zal and to also Rabbi Yosef Grus Zal, the great supporter of Yeshiva. You have the Grus Institute, it gave you so many millions and everything else. So they have it, so the whole, this whole Kavitz here has Shiurim on all aspects of Stam. You know, on Sefer Taylor, on Tfilin, on Mezuzahs, Dinim of Lishmor, Kriyas Atar, everything having to do with those in Yonim. So there's a shiur on Kriyas HaTeira, which is written up by Rav Willig Shalita, who was a Talmud of the Rav, and he brings, Rav Mordechai Willig was just here this past Sunday. Anyhow, we were together in a session there for the Yom Iyun of the Y.U. Kaila Mitzion Kaila, over there in Skokie. So anyhow, he has here, brings down a shiur, but where he brings how the Rav learns this Rambam and the Raivad. And it comes out from a learning pshat in a different manner in the Gemara. And also it explains what's the shinui of these eight psukim, where, you know, how do we understand that? So he writes it just to get his particular lashon. He quotes that Rambam about the Shemena psukim Shabbateva, the eight psukim in the Teva, and so forth, that a yochid, that you can read it, pachas mi'asora. Although everything the Rambam says it's all teva, that we went through already, but since it's after Mises Meisha, hari nishtanu, l'ficha mutter li'yochid likris eisam, without any minyan whatsoever, without any cheshbenus of how many people are there at all. So the ha'oras, first of all, the Rav asks, how is it possible Kriyas HaTeira Parash Miyut? It's Tam Bekasha. How is it possible? You have to have Kriyas HaTeira. Because the way the Rambam says, Shemayin HaPsukish HaTeira, Yochid Keira Eisham, which is Lachatila. Not talking about something happened, like the, you know, Zolti wanted to learn in the Pshat with the Raivad, that there was a minion, then they left. He says, this is Lachatila. That you can do that, number one, Kasha. And the Gemara says, the Nishtanu, why wasn't these eight psukim That's the Lashon, right there in the Gemara, Nishtanu, because the Dema. Remember, he wrote it, Shekashem the Dema. And the Rambam doesn't say that word. He doesn't say Kashvam, he doesn't use the word Dema. The Lashon of the Rambam is what? The Lashon of the Rambam is not the Dema. He's saying, why are they Nishtanu? Mashmorim Shem, Achamizus Mesha, Hare Nishtanu. Doesn't say anything about Adama. It's different.
But Dema is not the reason.
But it seems that the Rambam is not saying. He doesn't give that. He says, Rafifa, Mutali Yosef Likur Seisam. So the Rav comes up with a, what we would call a chap. I mean, you know, just learning in the text or so forth. And he comes out with this type of idea when it says, what was the Seder when Moshe Rabbein was writing the Torah? So it says there in the text, you learn it there in the Menachos, Moshe Eimer the Kesev. So,
first it says Kosev the Omer.
Yeah, well, the Lashon that you have there in the text you have it. Remember? And the first Lashon is
Omer the Kosev Kastar of Lomer.
Yeah, here was what was happening. It says, El Adkan, here it is. El Adkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosev. Or it says, Omer, he said and repeated it, and the Kosev. And he wrote it, he goes it. But Mikan Ve'ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosev, the Dema. So, what does it mean? There were the Omer, I mean, if you go following that particular concept.
But he wasn't the Omer.
Yeah, so the point is this. In other words, you have Moshe Rabbeinu is writing the Torah, which is given the Jewish people, I mean, that the whole Indian of Torah, Al Hashem, and everything else. He's writing it down at the command of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to be done all the time. That's the particular point. Why is he writing down the whole Torah? Because that whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells to write down is transmitted to Klal Yisrael. It's given over to Klal Yisrael. The Lashon is, the Raka Yedei Tzivuya Chal Shem Torah Al Masha Omer. Through the Tzivu of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. O Memela Kishe Kosev Acha, once he writes after this, Nimsa Shenichtavu Divrei Seva, V'Nizkadesh Haksav, the Gedushas Teilah Shebiksav. Now what about the 8 Psukim? Abba Bechetz Psukim Aschilim Ayomas Meisha Poshe Di Epshel Meisha Rabbeinu Letzabas Psukim Eilu Bechayev Re'am Yisrael. How can he write about himself? He died. He's fading it. He's left. How can he do that? He says Dalo Adayecha Kol Kosram Tila Bli Letzabesam Le'am. He wrote that without, in other words, Hashem told him to write it, but without it, doesn't hand it over to the people. So it comes out that these Ches Psukim, and this is the main principle over here, so we say an analytical, blissful approach. These 8 Psukim, Lo Neskachu, Bigdushas, Teresh, and Bigsav, Bechayim Meisha, while Meisha was alive. The Kevin Dadayim, Lo Chal, Shem Teira, Aleim, is Midolo Amram Mesha Liam. He didn't say it to the people. He came Yeshlema Shazehu. This is Hatam Shemesha Kosro Bedema. What does it mean, Bedema? Not he's crying about his own death. He's crying why that it's not that the Kedusha of the Torah should be stopped. That's the Kiddush. It's a
tough.
Yeah. That's what he said. Shinitztayer. Al Shinimna Mimeno Lakadish is called a Sefer Torah Bechayer. That he couldn't do it. The low rots of Lame Kipshute. Shekos of the Demet and they take an Apsukim. I'm a Safri Mami Sosa. Not because of that. The Zeshom Arambam. Hoyo Mashmoim Shehem. Hachamisus Vesha Hari Nishtano Klamer. She'ein ha-dema atmo tam ha-shinui. That's not the reason for the shinui. Ela she'uvda shelo niskatshu b'chai meisha. She'goma le-dema. In other words, his tzar, he ha-shinui. And so that's why, so that's what the Rambam is saying. You don't, if this is not like the regular Torah, it doesn't need the Asorah. The Chet Sukkim are completely different. It's not Lonus Kaddish, the Chaim Meisha, so that's why there's a difference in Lechatchila. You could even have it without a minion. That's right. Yochid Kei Reisam. Here is the Kriyas Atzeh Ratzor Yubit Mei Shin Sakir Gumya the Minor HaShinai Nasiyas Atzeh Liyashor Arakachai Be Meisha Rebeinu. And the Yerushalmi says, Kishem Shinitna Be'ema. There's a whole sense of the awareness of the Maimon Har Sinai. In fact, Kriyas HaTorah should always represent to a Jew your Maimon Har Sinai, every time. The Rambam says it by the mitzvah of Hakel, because if you talk about when is there a real mitzvah of Idaraisa of Kriyas HaTorah, by the mitzvah of Hakel, when the Melech read it, and the Rambam says they built a Biva, says the Gemara and the Yishalmi and Sukkah and all, and the Azorah, and the Melech read it, it's like Maimon Har Sinai. So, in a certain miniature way, every time you have the reading the Torah, especially on Shabbos, it's like a Maimon Har Sinai, although the Etzem Kedin of Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbosos is Takonis Meisha Rabbeinu, Meisha Tikkun Lehem, according to Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Avdi Epshalon and Liko B'Shishim Ribu, you don't have Shishim Ribu, where you have Maimon Har Sinai. From Mokin Tzitzah Yud Ketzibur, Amiyatzeg is called Kla Yisrael Shekibla Tzer B'Shaita. That's B'chol HaTeva Shenitnu B'Ema U'V'Yira Ayyadei Meisha B'Chayav. Abuchet Tzukin Shebesefer Tzer Shelo Nitnu L'Yisrael B'Chayi Meisha. Was not given in the life of Meisha. He just had to write it down. Or so. Is Ein Tzorach Yud U'Kedivya HaRambam. That's the words of the Rambam. That's a different shot. You know, it's a palette of Yechidish in the words. As I say, an Einfach. So that's the way the Rav learns that. It's a different type of, in other words, the Chetzah of the Kriya is different than everything else. It's not like the rest of the Torah, because it didn't have that presentation. That's right, the Klal Yisrael. It lacks that presence or that aura of Maimon Har Sinai, the way everything else did. And what's interesting, I looked into the Rogatchev had gone in his very cryptic way on this Rambam. And the Rambam is there, again, it's the same Mokar the Rambam, Per Yud Gimel, you know, of Hilchus Tfila, that's where that Rambam is, Halacha Vav, I believe. So the Rogatchev, just as his words is the following. Remember, very cryptic, he says. Ayin Basogus, look into Asogus, you know, with the Ivis Steiner, the Af Shitas Rabbeinu Zal, referring to the Rambam, Duhu Kriya Bifnei Atzma. It's just, so what is he, I don't know exactly what he means by that. It could be that maybe he's referring to a similar, it's a separate type of a Kriya.
Yeah.
He might be saying the same thing, the Rav, what the Rav said, but he doesn't explain it. The Rav Gachov is not the one in writing at this Mazda everything. You have to, but it's a certain similarity. That's why I copied it down. He has only these couple of lines. He said, the Kriya Bifnei Atzmo, who to be Yochid, in other words, and he says it's by the Dai the Yochid, the Tzorach Lavorech, L'tonehu L'yachver. He says, although it's only a Kriya by Yochid, you make the regular B'chas HaTeira on it. But it's a separate in a type of a Kriya. K'mavur v'Yerushalmi and so forth. Well, v'zeh osa shapar ma'sheh hikshah ha'teshas v'megillah v'zeh osa shapar al-shinui. He says also ha'teira me'mad v'isa b'gemorah. Now v'shnei Kriyas, where the Gemara talks about the difference between the reading the Haftarah and the Torah. It's two different types of Kriyas. So this type of Kriya is a separate, in other words, unusual, unique Kriya. And so that's what it says. So I just made a note in my notes. Maybe, Mefsher, they're both hitting on the same idea. That because of its uniqueness, that's why it's a different Kriya. And, of course, where the Rav explains it, because it was not something that was done the Klal Yisrael from Meisha to the Am Yisrael. It never passed on that way. He just had to write it down, that's all. That's the way it comes out. So that's the Shmeini Psukim, yeah, but it's a fascinating approach that the Rav had in explaining that, Rambam, and also the Raivet.
Besides affecting Halacha L'maisa, the Chiddush here for me is also that the Ksiva, the Kisei HaKodesh is only... The Kedusha is Tafka through Amira.
That's right. Yeah, there has to be... In other words, there has to be a transmission.
Transmission.
Or we call it the Meseva from Hashem to Moshe to Klal Yisrael. If it doesn't have that, then it sees. So those eight psukim are lacking that.
Right.
Nishtanu, therefore, doesn't have the Kedusha of the Teresh of Betzav all the time, where you must have all the time a Kriya Lashon.
That's the reason for the Dima, for the Bechia, so to
yeah.
speak.
Yeah, well, so that's the word Dima.
What?
He doesn't say well. It becomes part of Torah. He doesn't say that it's not. In other words, if you make a Sefer Torah without any of those psukim, it's possible.
Right.
It's part, but it's different. It's mishtanu because the way it was presented, it was not transmitted in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klal Yisrael. It's just like the sefer of the event that happened, written in his lifetime, but it's different.
Ashkenazi didn't want to accept this. From Rashi, you can see it clearly. Rashi didn't want
to. Well, but that's the way I love to do it. Ashkenazi is wrong. It's just a question. That's why you can always wonder why did a Brit knock themselves out so much on fighting the Rambam in the Swami. All right.